Gonna be blown away when you drown in the bay. There's a hurricane coming. I hope it don't last too long.
That's Tallahassee's own Del Suggs. Not only does he sing, he also talks. And he's speaking about a very important part of the state's musical history.
This is the 66th annual Florida Folk Festival. It's the oldest continuously operated state folk festival in the country.
Some of the biggest names in folk, bluegrass, country, Americana, and popular music have graced the various stages of the Florida Folk Festival over the years, and Sugg says this year is no exception.
On Saturday night, the headliner will be John Carter Cash. Johnny Cash's only son, and June Carter's only son also, I should add, you know, because the Carters are just the royal family of bluegrass music with Maybelle Carter.
Cash is only one of several headliners this year.
There was a lady lived in the north.
Friday night, our old friend Billy Dean will be coming in, and he'll also be actually doing a songwriting workshop on Saturdays. And then Sunday night, we have John McEwen and the String Wizards. And of course, John McEwen is mostly known as the fiddle player for the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, one of the original founding members. And he's going to be actually there with some of the early founding members of the Dirt Band that who played on their first couple of records. And it really is an outstanding group. If you haven't heard the String Wizards, it's just an amazing collection of acoustic instrumentation.
Sugg says musical diversity has been a hallmark of the Florida Folk Festival since its beginning so many years ago.
One of our local acts who will be headlining the show on Friday night is the Maharaja Flamenco Trio. Florida is not truly a melting pot. I think of it more as a salad bowl. And we have all of these different communities that live here, and they all have maintained their own culture. And the Florida Folk Festival is one of the few places you can actually go and enjoy all the different cultures that are here, whether it's from Japan or Hawaii, from the Dominican Republic, or from West Africa. All of these different cultures exist in our state, and they come and share their culture. They share their art, their music, their dance at the Florida Folk Festival.
We already have mentioned a few performers with links to the capital city area. Sugg says there are several more.
I'll be performing, as I have every year since 1984. I can't believe it's been that long. Mimi and the Hern Dogs will be there performing. Also, Bell and the Band, The Adventures of Annabelle Lynn. Brett Wellman, an amazing local blues act, will be there. Grant Peoples will be there. And our good friends from Panama City, Lucky Mud, will also be performing. And that's just the tasting of our local folks. And, of course, there's folks from all over the state who will be performing.
For info and more,
go online and buy tickets at floridafolkfestival.org. The festival is actually in White Springs, Florida, the Stephen Foster State Folk Culture Park. So it's only about 100 miles away and very easy drive straight down the interstate to get there. And it's right on the banks of the Suwannee River, and you can't get closer to the soul of Florida than the banks of the Suwannee River.
The Florida Folk Festival happens this Friday through Sunday. For WFSU News, I'm Tom Flanagan.